And the shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Moran Imi Marazi Sheyichyu. Minishmas Maras Esther Bas Rab Shmuel. Gittin, Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph. Itmar, Holech Mana Leploni Shenei Chayevlo. It was stated that Amorim disagreed with regard to the following issue. If someone instructs his shliach, deliver 100 dinners to so-and-so, as I owe him that sum, Amar Rav, so Rav says, Chayev Bachriyuso. The person who sends in the money bears his financial responsibility for their loss. If the 100 dinners are lost by the agent, the sender must give another 100 dinners to repay the debt. But if the sender seeks to retract this payment after he's given it to the agent, he cannot retract the payment. Once it's given, it's given. Shmuel Amar, Mitoch Shchayv Bachur Yuso, since the sender bears financial responsibilities for their loss, because Rav also said, Chayv Bachur Yuso, Shmuel says, because of Chayv Bachur Yuso, Im Balach Zer Chozer. This indicates that the 100 dinners are considered to be in his domain, which means that if he seeks to retract, he can retract. Lema Bahaka Miflagi. Gemara suggests, let's say they disagree about this issue. What issue? Demar Sava, Rav holds, Holech Kizchidami. Deliver is like saying acquire, and therefore the agent immediately acquires the money on behalf of the recipient. For this reason, the sender may not retract, because the money immediately belongs to the receiver. Umar Savar and Shmuel holds, no. Holech lav kizachidami. Deliver is not like saying acquire, and since the recipient hasn't yet acquired the money, the sender may retract. Is that the machlokas of holech kizchi? That's what Rav holds and Shmuel is holech lav kizchi, and that's the root of their machlokas if he can retract or not. Rav says he cannot retract because holech kizchi. Shmuel says holech lav kizchi and he can retract. Gemara says no. Kule alma holech kizchi. Everyone holds holech kizchi. V'achabakam ifli marsev alor min and migu. Marsev alor min and migu. Everyone holds that holech kizchi. Rav holds that we do not say that since the sender bears financial responsibility for the money, for the loss of money, he may retract. You're right, holech kizchi. You're right that holech kizchi. And you're right that he has achrayas on the money, but that doesn't help him be able to retract, because we don't say migo. What's the migo? Migo, since he has financial responsibility, he can retract. Rav doesn't hold of that. Shmuel says we do. Since he has financial responsibility, he may retract. Tanya kavase de Rav. We have a brisa like Rav. This is a Tosefta 1:6. Holech man al ploni sheni chayv lo, teman al ploni sheni chayv lo, holech man al ploni because nesheish biyadi, ten man al ploni because nesheish lo biyadi, chayv bachriyusim malach zareno chozer. One said to another person, either deliver 100 dinners to so-and-so, as I owe him that sum, or he said, give 100 dinners to so-and-so, as I owe him that sum, or he said, deliver 100 dinners to so-and-so, as they are a deposit, a pikadon that he has in my possession, or give 100 dinners to so-and-so, as they are a deposit that he has in my possession. In all these cases, the sender bears financial responsibility, like Rav holds, that he's chayv bachrayus. But in balach zareno chozer, but he still can't retract. So that's like Rav. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. Baruch Hashem. So, the kash of the Rosh on this gemara is well known. It's true that holech is lav, let's say holech is lav kischi according to Shmuel, as we said in the gemara's Havamina. Holech is lav kischi, and therefore in balach zer chozer. He can retract. V'chigara mi toifes lebal chov. Is this any less than somebody who grabs onto something for a Baal Chov, that if Levi takes $100 from Shimon on behalf of Reuven. Shimon owes Reuven $100. So he's Kone even Bal Korcho Shalove. So Reuven is Kone Bal Korcho Shal Shimon. So Kolshken Hacha de Midas. Certainly here, if it's Midas, Midas he's giving it to him. Midas the Lov is giving the money to the Shliach. So certainly the Shliach is Kone on behalf of the Makabel, on behalf of the receiver. Vim Kain. So why is the sender allowed to retract? Is it v'chigara mitayfis lebal chov that he's kona afil lebal korcho shalove? Certainly here it's midas, he's kona afil lebal korcho shalove. Certainly here he's kona. He didn't even have to say bal korcho shalove. Here the lover wants to give to him. Even if you're tayfis bal korcho. Even if the Baal Chov is somebody's tofes on behalf of the Baal Chov against the lender's will, borrower's will, the money is nicknamed for the receiver. So here he's giving it midas, it should certainly be acquired by the receiver. So that's the kasha of the rush, and therefore he shouldn't be able to retract. That's the kasha of the rush. That'd be the correct way of saying it. The rush brings a number of terutzim, among them the terut to the rush himself. That Dahasam Nami Matsi Amarle Lova La Toifes. I don't know, even in that case, where somebody grabs money from the Lova can say to the Toifes, either be Makabla Chrayas, or give me back what you took. So, the answer is that, you know why in Balachs or Choser? Because if there's no Achrayas, Shmuel holds there's no Achrayas. Shmuel holds there's Achrayas. So who has achrayas? The sender has achrayas. The loiva has achrayas. So when somebody grabs from the loiva, you know what he can say to him? The loiva can say to him, listen, either accept upon yourself responsibility or give it back. So here in our case, where the responsibility is still on the sender, chayv v'achriyus, so therefore he can retract. Because in the case where the loiva, the kasha, the rush was, hey, where somebody grabs from the loiva on behalf of the malve, The malve is kone. It already belongs to the malve, and the person can't retract. The lova can retract. So why here can he retract? The answer is because even in that case, he can say to the person who grabs it, either you accept responsibility, but if I have responsibility, then give it back. So here, where the lova still has responsibility, so he could say, give it back in balach zor choser. And even Rav agrees in such a case that since it was Shalomi Das, he could say, I don't trust you, give it back. Either take Achrayas or give it back. In our case, where he gives it willingly, so Rav holds, in Balach Zareno Choser. But in the other case, even Rav would agree that since he was Tofi Shalomi Das, he can say to me, you're not trustworthy to me. Okay. That's the answer of the rush to his kasha. And I saw in a sefer, it's called Kanfei Nesharim, which was written by Rav Avram Adler, Rav Avram Nesher. Adler, I guess he Hebraicized his name. He was a Rav in Tel Aviv. He was very close to Rav Kook. He was involved with the Ravanut. And he was Mamish Moser Nefesh for Torah. And he wrote a Shtikl Torah in the monthly journal Torah Eretz Yisrael in the seventh year, in the year 1936. So this is going back just a little while. Anyway, so I like to bring these Rabbanim back to life by learning their Torah, forgotten Rabbanim. So certainly Rav Adler is not known by so many, so I'll say a Shtikl Torah in his name. And he says as follows on the rush, va'arva arvat sarich, that the rush is literally, it means that your arev, your guarantor needs a guarantor. is the Rush really correct in his assumption? It's mashma that the, from what the Rush says, that the taker, the toifes, has no other choice. Shliach, either he's mekabel achrayus, or he gives the money back. And if the shliach wants to be mekabel achrayus, then the lova can't demand his money back. Who says that if the person accepts achrayus, he can't demand his money back? Is he obligated to trust him? Is the loive obligated to trust the shliach? Maybe he doesn't want to trust him. So even if he takes achrayus, he doesn't want to trust me. He says, "Give me my money back." The Rosh says, "No. He gives him an ultimatum: either you take achrayus or give me my money back." Mechitesi. Maybe even if the guy takes achrayus, he can still say, "Give me my money back." He doesn't want to trust him. Gala etzim divrei haGemara kashim. The Gemara itself is shver. Why? Chora. Kem etenu yochel lachzor l'rav madu yischayv b'achrayus or kem chakesek far shel amalva madu yischayv alove b'achrayus. Since he can't retract according to Rav, why should he be chayv and achrayus? Since the money already belongs to the malve, why should the love be chayv and achrayus? Now we're asking according to Rav. Rav says he's chayv and achrayus, but the money already belongs to the love, the malve. Rav says vim balachzer eino chozer. He can't retract. It already belongs to the love. Lukuliyama. Mara says, Lukuliyama holich kischi. So it already belongs to the Lova, to the Malve. So why can the Lova go ahead and retract? It's too late. Since the Malve can no longer retract, so why should he be chayv and achrayus? The money already belongs to the Malve. Since the money belongs to the Malve, why should the Lova be able to retract? Why should the Lova be chayv b'achrayus? The Lova should be chayv b'achrayus. The money already belongs to the Malve. That's the kasha. And we also have to understand the Tanya Kavase de Rav. We have a brisa like Rav, and one of the examples is Holech Mana Laploni Pikadon Sheshli Biyadi. Give him my pikadon. He's responsible for it, and he can't retract. What's the shaychus of the din pikadon? The chazara. By pikadon, the kesef belongs to the mafkid. It's a bishlema and a milve or a matana. So the loive, the receiver, can retract. Because the kesef belongs to the giver, to the loive. Because mevalotzanitna. So you can say he can retract. But by pikadon, my pitom that he can retract? the money is the malvis. So how can he change his mind? So for this, Harav Nesher, Harav Adler, I don't know what he preferred. Next time I see him, I'll ask him, Bli Neder. He says as follows. V'nira loymar perish chodesh b'divrei haGemara. So ich will zogen anaya perish in the Gemara. The hevdel shebein pikaton lemilvehu. The difference between a deposit and a loan is that by a deposit, the etzem deposit, the deposit itself belongs to the mafkid, and the shomer is not allowed to use the pikadon. He just has dinei shmira. Kafishet nu beneihem. They made dinei shmira. He has to keep the dinei shmira. Aval b'milveh, hamos shalova him brishus halove. But by a milveh, the money that was borrowed belongs now to the love, and the malveh is no shaychus to the money. Just the love has to repay the debt. But as long as he didn't do so whose money is it? It's the love's. And if somebody comes to be toifes kesef shel love for the malveh, kevan shekvar bazman l'tashlam achov, if the time already came for payment of the debt. So the Gemara is mechadesh to us that you can be toifis for the malve. Perush. Lo shebrishus ha-toifis v'yolichas ha-kesef la-malve k'shliach. It's not pshat that it's in the rishus of the toifis, and he is bringing the kesef to the malve as a shliach. Rak ha-toifis koine avuro me'achshav nasa kesef ha-idea ha-tfisa kamo pikadon. Pshat is that the toifis is koine for the malve, like one who grabs it, acquires on behalf of the lender, and now the money becomes like a pikadon. And the love can't do anything. The love can't use the money for himself. He can't give it to somebody else, because now it belongs to the malve. But it's clear that the Lova can ask for the money back because he doesn't want to rely on him. So this is all when he grabs it bal korcho. There the Lova can say, can you please give it back? Because I don't want to rely on you. But if the Lova says to the Shliach, he gives it himself, the love himself says, take this 100 dinar, take this money to the malve, and he gives it to him himself. Do here we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Why did he give him the money? Almanos and lahamos. Why did he give him the money? Is this like other tofis or not? Rav holds. Rav says when he gave him the money, he didn't give him the money lo masalo samos rak kedei liknos avor amalve. So he's giving him the money in order to be kone on behalf of the malve. The only thing is, he also wants him to give it to the malve, not only be kone for the malve, but also to give it to the malve. Im kane. Lo yachol lachzor achar kach. Shein yachol lomar shein arotze lismochalav. Don't arotze samachalav. Therefore, you can't retract. Why does Rav hold you can't retract? Because we see that he gave it to him. So holich manu sheni chayv lo amarav. Chayv bachru yusel. The sender is responsible. But im balachzor ain't no chozer. He can't retract. Why can't he retract? Because he's saying, I want you to be kona on behalf of the malve, and therefore he can't change his mind. Why can't he change his mind? Because we see that he's somich, he relies on this, he's relying on him. So if he's not relying on him, so he could say give it back. If he grabbed it, he can say give it back. If he can say I don't rely on you. I don't trust you. But in our case, where we see that he did trust him, zeuze, im balach zerei no chozer. Shmuel holds. The nehida shliach kana avur amalve. You're right, the shliach was kana for the malve. And it became a pikadon. Ava midin zeh shliach ba'as, and now it's like a pikadon. Because the pikadon belongs to the malva all along. That's what we said before. That it's like a pikadon. אבל מדין זה ששליח בעצם ימסור חוב למלווה, יכול להחזיר כי אם זה סוף סוף חייב באחראי אז אין רוצה לסמוך עליו. That the shliach himself has to give the chov to the malveh, so in the meantime he can retract, because sof sof he's responsible, and he doesn't want to rely on him. V'dinei kamo tamid b'tofes obaholich nishtane hakesef midin milveh l'din pikadon v'kesef shechlem l'kabel ol ha-malveh. Aval hu yachol lomer shirotze b'atzmo limsor lo. So he holds that it's like the din of the tofes. Now the money turns into a pikadon, and the kesef is shayach to the malver, to the makabel. The only thing is that the sender can say, no, I want to give it to him. Since I'm responsible, I want to make sure it gets there. I want to give it to him. Mushimachi ma'aseh gemara medam shapir l'din pikadon kevin shekam kana kesef nasa pikadon, and that's why the gemara compares this to a pikadon, because the money becomes a pikadon. And the ikar safek is if he can retract, if he can make the guy oid shliach that he's no longer shliach. And if so, the din of milveh and pikadon are equal. But according to Rav, when it's a pikadon, this milveh is now turned into a pikadon. So according to Rav, he can't retract. Im balach zareinu chozer. Why? Because he willingly gave it to him. It's just like if he willingly gave him a pikadon, he can't retract. If he willingly gave him the halva, he also can't retract. So yes, the sender is still responsible, but he can't retract because now he can't retract from the shlichus, because now the money belongs to the malveh, and he can't say, okay, give it back, I want to be the one giving, because you see that he trusted him. So eino chozer. And Shmuel holds no. Since he's chayv b'achrayis, he can say, listen, I know the money belongs to the malveh, but I want to be the one to give it to him. So he can stop the shlichus. So everybody holds that chayv b'achri yuso. Chayv b'achri yuso kesholech keschi. Who does the money belong to? The money belongs to the malveh. Nevertheless, the question is, can you stop the shlichus? Rav says, yes, you can. Because he could say, I want to be the one giving it to him. Rav says, no, you cannot. No, you cannot. Why not? Because I don't trust you. I decide I want to give it to him. Rav says, no, you cannot. I'm sorry. Rav says, Chayv b'achriyus, v'malach zeinu chozer. You can't be chozer. You can't. Because you trusted him. If you trusted him, it's too late. Once you trusted him, he's the one giving it. Im b'alach zeinu chozer. And Shmuel says, no. Since you're chayv, he's a chayv b'achrayus, who's chayv b'achrayus? The sender, he can still retract, he can still stop the shlichus. You're right, he trusted him originally. But now he doesn't want to trust him anymore, balach zer chozer. But according to everybody, now it's turned into a pikadon, because it really belongs to the makabel. The question is, when you send this pikadon, can you change your mind? Rav says no. Because you trusted him, it's too late. Shmuel says yes. Now we answer the rush. The rush wants to say, Nehi d'holech lav kischi. You're right, let's say you say holech is lav kischi. But for chigara mitofis lebal choiv dekana afilu bal korcho shaloive, koshken hacha de midas, v'imken amay ochel lachzor. So even if you say holech is lav kischi according to Shmuel, but why is this any less than a tofis lebal choiv that he's kon even bal korcho shaloive? So here's certainly where it's midas. And the answer is no, that in those cases he could be choser. Even in those cases, he could be choser. So why was the Rosh asked, why could he be choser? The answer is that in that case, he could be choser. In this case, he could be choser. He could say, I don't trust you. So give it back. And we also understand Divrei Rav. Kesef belongs to the Malveh, but the Lov is still responsible until it gets to him. And we understand why it's related to a Pikadon. Because a Pikadon, person can say, according to Rav, according to Shmuel, a person can say, and I want to be the one giving it to him. Even if I trusted you originally, I want to be the one to give it to him. Okay, so this is one possible mahalach in the sugya, and Baruch Hashem, hopefully the lips of the mechaber were dovos bekever, and hopefully we'll revisit the sugya. There's a lot to say in the sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.